Now to the Israeli-occupied West Bank. NPR's Linda Gradstein has a report about public opinion and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. She says that Palestinians from all walks of life have become very critical of Arafat and that they want sweeping reforms, including the appointment of a prime minister.
When Yasser Arafat inaugurated the Palestinian Authority in 1995, crowds of Palestinians thronged the streets of Ramallah cheering whenever his motorcade passed. His face was on T-shirts, balloons, and kites. In 1996, Arafat was elected president of the Palestinian Authority by an overwhelming majority. These days, Arafat almost never leaves his bullet-scarred headquarters here, surrounded by Israeli troops. His aides say he fears Israeli forces would take over the building if he goes out. But analysts say the Palestinian leader is also unsure of what reception he would receive in the streets of the town. Last week, Arafat suffered a stinging blow when his cabinet was forced to resign after it became clear it would lose a confidence vote in the Palestinian parliament known as the PLC. The rebellion was led by Arafat loyalists. One of them is Councilmember Hatem Abdel Kader from Arafat's Fatah faction. Abdel Kader says that session was a victory for Palestinian democracy.
I think we are in a new political stage, I think. The last meeting of PLC, it is a historical meeting because this is the first time the PLC take decision against Yasser Arafat and against the Touareg cabinet. It is not against Yasser Arafat as personal. No, it is against Yasser Arafat as political.
Abdel Kader says Arafat has failed to make the transition from a revolutionary leader in exile to the head of an emerging state who must share power. Palestinian analysts say the parliament meeting was the culmination of a process that has been gaining ground for several months. Nabil Amar, a former close advisor to Arafat who resigned 4 months ago, recently published an open letter in the Palestinian press demanding Arafat make widespread changes.
We need reforms in the security forces. We need it as a security forces, not as militias. We suggested the reforms on the finance policy and the judiciary system. We told the president in that meeting, I think it was a very important one, that if we didn't start a real and deep reforms, we will not be able to establish a state.
Amar says Arafat should also appoint a prime minister to share power, an idea supported by two-thirds of the Palestinian public, according to recent opinion polls. But so far, Arafat has resisted the idea. Discontent with Arafat's government is being voiced by many Palestinians who say their day-to-day lives have gotten progressively worse over the past 2 years of Israeli-Palestinian fighting. For 10 years, Ali Amouri says he earned a good living driving a bulldozer in Israel. Now barred from Israel like most Palestinian workers, he drives a taxi in Ramallah and says he barely earns enough to feed his 4 children. Speaking through an interpreter, Amouri says he appreciates everything Arafat has done for the Palestinians, but says he should do more to make daily life better.
Arafat is well known for the sacrifices that he has done towards his own people and for the revolutionary work that he has done. But now our life has changed totally and we are living a very bad life.
Nuham Musla, a journalist, says Palestinians used to direct their anger at some of Arafat's ministers in the PA, or Palestinian Authority, who are seen as corrupt. It was taboo to criticize Arafat personally. But now, she says, the taboo has been broken.
I try to give the guy credit for all the work that has done. But I, like many others, have been very disappointed since the PA has taken control of the West Bank, because not much has been achieved for the good of the people.
Yet polls show a majority of Palestinians still support Arafat and will vote for him in upcoming elections scheduled for January 20th. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Ramallah.